which is more than we pay on all the rest. I gave my other son 20 acres over here, and he sold, his wife sold it after he died. But I gave them both 20 acres to build here after my husband died. He built his house, and my other son built over there, but that son died, and then his wife sold it. She wouldn't sell it to us. She sold it to somebody else, so that's okay too, isn't it?
Now the wheels start squeaking and you had to
put axle grease on it. Do you know what axle grease is?
Yeah.
And do you know, my mother-in-law told me that when she was little, that her people put axle grease on sores on children. And you know, you don't now, but when you get old and you'll wake up and think. The other night I was thinking, well, how in the world did they keep that axle grease off of the bedclothes? If you've ever had anything to do with axle grease, if you get it on your hand, you have a time off. But I reckon they made caps, said that he had something wrong with his head, one of kin folks, and they put axle grease on that child's head, and then it wore a cap. But I said it had a tight cap, it wouldn't come off in the bed. And I was laying there thinking in my clean bed, I said, now how in the world did she keep the axle grease off of that bed? Axle grease, and instead of Vic Salve, I reckon they used axle grease.
Got your hands all.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't get the bed clothes off?
Well, I wondered. And I said, I don't know. We didn't go into that detail then. My mother-in-law was a smart old woman, too.
Yeah. Well, you took the grease and you
just greased it instead of using like we do Vic Salve. Now, you ever use Vic Salve?
No. That's the stuff you rub.
Yeah, smells to high heaven. Well, my grandson, John, he's just finished state. He's going to college this fall. He's thinks he's going to get into vet school. I told him I hoped he's smart enough. He is SMR too, but I told him I hope he's just smart enough to get into vet school. But he is starting to state. But he is he's a knockout. But he believes in Vic Salve. He's getting too big still. He used to be over here with me a lot. I helped raise. I had three children. I helped raise them. But anyway, he'd bring his Vic Salve bottle. And that was before he got too big to sleep in the room with me. He slept in the bed with me. He got too big, and then he brought his cot over and slept with me. I said, well, you can come, but please leave that Vic Salve at home. I never did like it. He loves that Vic Salve. But I imagine they use that axle grease like Vic Salve.
Yeah.
And Japanese oil. Be sure and put Japanese oil. That is one of the things. That was one of the main medicine. And you talk about hot. Do you like hot peppers in anything?
Japanese oil.
It was a liquid. And it was made in Japan, I reckon. But child, you could just half open that stopper out of that bottle. And that was one of the things that Mr. Tapp sold. Japanese oil, child, that was a cure for anything. They'd put some of that, maybe a drop or two in some hot water and a little sugar. And honey, it would cure anything.
You didn't drink it, did you?
Yeah, you had to.
Oh,
that
you
was
drank it?
Sure. That was a sure cure.
Oh, I thought maybe you rubbed it on yourself.
Oh, you could rub it, too. Do you know what a talipat is?
Uh-uh.
All right, you get a big, if you have a real bad cold, or cough, anything, they'd get a piece of flannel, something made out of wool, and they'd put turpentine, Japanese oil, and if you didn't, in suet, they made suet, that is cow fat boiled down. They'd put all that on that rag and get it hot, and put it on your chest, and that was a cure for everything, too. Japanese oil, you had to have a few drops of that, and it was so hot. I would love to see a bottle of Japanese oil now, I just wondered. But it was sure not.